on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Zachary Mettler joins us from Daily Citizen. And a reminder, correct me if I'm wrong, Zach, now the dailycitizen.org, correct?
You got it. That's right.
All right. A great place to go daily to consume content that lines up with your values and things that are relevant in your world. And we're going to jump right into it. You know, Zach, first of all, Zach, thanks again for taking the time, not only to provide content, but to walk us through some of what we're finding at the dailycitizen.org. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. It's good to be back on with you. I appreciate that.
Well, you know, over the last several years, we've seen all kinds of really, crazy stuff that years ago, if we had seen it, we would have been like, okay, this is not real, right? a recent court decision is dealing with something that happened a couple years ago with a basketball team that a girls' basketball team that decided, no, we're not going to play a team with biological males, and they forfeited the basketball game, and eventually this whole thing ended up in court. But if you could kind of walk us through the story and what what happened then. What's happened here recently, and let's see if we can find some application for all of us.
Yeah. Well, I think like a lot of people, you know, if you're scrolling through Twitter or you're watching the news, you see these different instances of females who are participating in sports against males. And a lot of our thoughts are often, you know, why are they being forced to do that? Why are they choosing to participate in that? Where is the coaches standing up for their rights? Where's the father who's objecting to this? You know, where are the people who are trying to protect these young girls from having to participate against males? Well, in this story that I wrote on this week, you had Mid Vermont Christian School. They're a faith-based K-12 school. And this was, like you said, 2 years ago, they decided to forfeit a girls' basketball game because they were going to be forced to play against an opposing school that had a biological male on its team. And, you know, the head of school, to her credit, Vicky Fogg, she came out and said that they withdrew from the tournament because, you know, they were going to be forced to play against a team with a male on it. And that jeopardized not only the fairness of the game, but also just the safety of the players. So this is a good and common sense decision by the school. But you had the Vermont Principals Association, and they decided to punish Mid Vermont Christian for this decision and literally expelled the entire school, all the teams on Mid Vermont Christian from all state sponsored sports because of their decision to forfeit this game. And I mean, this is just totally ludicrous and the opposite of what should be happening, right? They should be punishing the school for participating with a male, but they decided to punish the Christian school for forfeiting this game over concerns over their players' safety. And so this, you know, it robbed a lot of their athletes from a chance to compete because, again, this has been going on for 2 years. They've been not able to compete in different sports and different competitions. And, you know, frankly, that's probably impacted a lot of their athletic scholarship opportunities. You know, if you can't compete, you can't apply for different athletic scholarships in college. And so, you know, it's just a total injustice. But recently, the Second Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in favor of Mid Vermont Christian, which had filed a lawsuit against the VPA, and is now allowing the school to again participate in sports and activities. And so this is a 3-0 decision by a couple Trump-appointed judges and one appointed by George W. Bush, and it's just a really good victory. Even though it's been 2 years of injustice that's occurred, finally the school has won its right to again participate in athletics and have their athletes participate in different competitions and able to apply for different athletic scholarship opportunities as well.
Well, there's so much here to walk through, and backing up a little bit, kudos to head of school, Vicky Fogg, again, for protecting the integrity of the sport. More importantly, the kids that are participating, you know, for males to be participating in female sports, you know, during the Olympics, we all got a good taste of how dangerous that can be. I'm thinking of the boxing issue where quickly a female boxer who realized she's fighting a male who, you know, is transitioning to female. To be honest with you, I'm not really up to speed on that whole story. However, she stopped the fight. She forfeited, and good on her for her protection. Mm-hmm. And, it made a statement. There's so much gaslighting comes to, there's a group of people who want us to say something that isn't true, that they're, no, this is a, these, well, yeah, they were born male, but they're, they can choose that they are female. No. and again, kudos to the school for standing their ground. You know, what is really kind of sad is, like you said, it's been 2 years. Mm-hmm. And you also mentioned, these young people are participating in an activity that could gain them a scholarship for continued education. And if they're expelled and unable to compete, that removes them from consideration, I'm sure, from all kinds of, future opportunity, which could really have. Now, listen, this is something all of these young ladies, actually young men and women, because they eventually expelled the whole school.
Yes.
But they can overcome. God is capable, but it's not a position they should have been put in the first place. And I want to take a little bit of time, too, to connect this story with a recent project released from Focus on the Family and the Colson Center. For those not familiar with Truth Rising, the 90-minute documentary that's been released, hosted by, I'd actually say hosted primarily in viewing it by Oz Guinness, but John Stonestreet, who heads up the Colson Center, a big part of that, more on the second half of the documentary, but visiting with several different people and their stories of where they found the current culture canceling them or pushing them, attempting to push them in a way that would be contrary to their faith and their beliefs. And a lot of great stories of people who stood their ground like this school did and stood on the truth. And in order to do that, we need to be resolute. Mm-hmm. But we don't need to be unchristlike. Christ stood on, obviously he brought the truth. And it's just a good opportunity for us to protect our own and really to protect others from the dangers that come when truth is ignored.
Yeah. In my story, I quoted Chris Godwin. He was the coach of that girls' basketball team. He said, and this is a quote, "I never thought that I would be in court for simply adhering to my Christian and common sense belief that boys and girls are different."
Yeah.
And I mean, we talk about our cultural moment that we're in. That really captures that these things that we thought were just absolute basic common sense beliefs about humanity for all of human existence are now being questioned. And so that raises a great question, how in the world do we as followers of Christ react to these kinds of things that we're being cast into? And you're right, Truth Rising, it's a great call to action that everybody, no matter where they're at in life, no matter what their age is, no matter what their stage is, we are all called to stand for truth. And truthrising.com, it's a good place to go to be able to view that documentary and just get kind of inspired and learn how to stand for truth, but doing that in a graceful way, just like Christ did. He was a man full of grace and truth.
Yeah, and listen, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Zachary Mettler, who penned this article found at thedailycitizen.org. You can do a search for Zachary Mettler, M-E-T-T-L-E-R, and the headline on the article is Vermont Christian School Banned from Athletics Association Wins Appeal. Really well written, Zach, and I would say along with Truth Rising, just a real great encouragement for us to be in the public square, not to be ashamed of the truth, and to be courageous like this school was, to stand for the truth and take action. And thank God that we live in a country, at least so far still, mm-hmm. that we can make these appeals to higher courts and look for the right thing to happen. I'm looking forward to a time where we aren't dealing with crazy thought. I agree with the coach. It's like, who mm-hmm. would have thought that I'd be... you know, boys and girls are different. It's mind boggling, but thank you, Lord, for the truth. And thank you for, Zach, people like you and the team at Focus on the Family that continue to bring us content that we can apply in our lives and be encouraged as we walk through this current culture.
Yeah. Well, it's my pleasure, Steve.
All right. Well, listen, we hope you'll join us every Friday. We get an update from Focus on the Family and The Daily Citizen. Go to thedailycitizen.org to find out more. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.